It looks like the era of tax-free purchases online might be about to come to an end. That will please retailers like Gerry Harvey of Harvey Norman. They've been calling for the GST to be applied to online purchases for quite some time. It's not only popular with retailers. The move has been hailed, or the potential move, as terrific by state premiers. Federal government is going to raise this issue as part of its tax white paper process early next year. A newly appointed Assistant Federal Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, is going to be very much a part of that process, and he joins us this morning from Melbourne. Josh, welcome.
Good morning to you, Jonathan.
And congratulations on your elevation.
Thanks very much.
Now, many say that this thought of GST on the online purchase is a logistic nightmare. How would you do it?
Well, look, a number of other countries have been able to lower the threshold. Currently, the threshold in Australia is $1,000 to apply the GST to online purchases from overseas. Now, if you go to Canada, it's $20. If you go to the United Kingdom, it's £15. If you go to the United States, they put a consumption tax on all online purchases. So if those countries can do it, then we can too. I'm of the view that with technology improving, and more sales going online, that we need to find a way. And in the past, you're right, there's been a couple of reviews that have been commissioned and that they've found that the cost of collection is high, but I think it's coming down all the time, so we want to have another look at it in the context of the tax white paper.
I mean, the argument could be that the cost of collection is higher, in fact, than the actual revenue raised. And we're looking at very small purchase amounts on average, are we not? I mean, the average internet purchase is around the $40 mark.
Right, yeah. It is much lower than the $1,000 threshold, that's for sure. But more and more spending is going online, Jonathan. In the year to August, there was $15.7 billion worth of purchases online, according to NAB data, and about 25% of those were going to international retailers. And our concern is about creating a level playing field. The retail sector in Australia employs more than 1 million people, and you're right, Gerry Harvey has been a public advocate for lowering the threshold, but it's also the more than 2 million small businesses in Australia who will benefit from such a change. And state premiers, whether they're Liberal or Labor, have come out in support of this. I note that the former Labor Premier in Tasmania, Lara Giddings, was a supporter just on the weekend. The state Labor Treasurer in South Australia said that this would be a very welcome move. And then you've got leaders of the union movement like Joe De Bruin, who said the current high threshold is costing Australian jobs. So I would hope we could get bipartisan support for a movement in this area.
Now, state the premiers are not so aligned around the notion of changes to the GST distribution from state to state, in particular in ways that would favour the big mining states. How do you calculate this? I mean, we're a federation. Surely there are swings and roundabouts for all states, and there are advantages of being a part of that federation which need to be set against the apparent unfairness of some tax distributions.
Absolutely, and that's horizontal fiscal equalisation is the long term for the application of those principles. And we have to ensure that states that don't have access to revenue streams, like the big mining states, do get the support of the Commonwealth. And that is a principle that we adhere to. But what the Treasurer Joe Hockey was doing in writing to the Commonwealth Grants Commission about this issue was wanting to get more information, because we have seen a massive decline in our terms of trade just in the recent months. I mean, for example, iron ore, which is one-fifth of our exports, Jonathan, has fallen 50% this year. Oil has fallen 45%. Coal is 25% down, and wheat is 20%. And this means that those states aren't getting the revenue streams that they otherwise would have, and now we have to have an examination of what the impact may be on those state revenues and therefore on the overall GST.
Complex but important discussion. I'm wondering though, Josh Frydenberg, whether a government which had such trouble with its budget in this year and will need, you know, some tough measures in the budget to come, why you would then also want to pile onto that stack of difficulty a tax white paper, which is perhaps the most politically challenging thing any government might do.
Well, look, we need to adopt restraint when it comes to government spending. We were bequeathed a fiscal nightmare by our Labor opponents. I mean, $667 billion worth of debt, an interest bill now of $1 billion a month, a structural deficit, that is the difference between our revenue and our expenditure, which is very significant.
Which you'll need to take responsibility for now, but, you know,
absolutely,
a year and a half into your term.
Absolutely, but you can't fix these nightmares overnight. You know, these are going to take a lot of work over many years, and it's going to involve restraint. But at the same time, you need reform, and reform is part of our approach in this tax white paper. One of the interesting points, Jonathan, that Ken Henry, the former Secretary of the Treasury, did in his report on tax reform, which he presented to the Rudd and Gillard governments, was that he found that in Australia today we have 125 taxes, but just 10 of those taxes produce 90% of the revenue. We have 115 taxes producing just 10% of the revenue. Now, that says to me,
yes,
our system's very complex and needs some consolidation.
Lifters and leaners in there, Josh Frydenberg. Thanks for your time this morning.
Great to be with you, John.
Josh Frydenberg is the Assistant Federal Treasurer.